With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The state auditor is accusing the agency working under contract for the Aging and Long-Term Services Department of questionable spending of state and federal dollars. State Auditor Wayne Johnson says besides giving multiple bonuses totaling more than $57,000, the North Central Economic Development District paid for visits to a gaming venue and dinners that included alcohol. And it's not the first time its audits have raised questions, Johnson says.
This wouldn't be the first time that this particular organization had problems with their audit and had problems with their accounting practices. Unfortunately, they were also involved with another organization called ReadyNet. They were the fiscal agent for those guys. And that audit was almost complete when Secretary Knowles reached out to my office and asked me to do an audit to review what was going on with the NMAAA, which they operate.
That agency provides food and services for about 73,000 seniors in all but one New Mexico county.
The troubling thing is that there were dollars that were being spent on things like parties at Main Event and Hotel Andalus that weren't being spent on seniors. And even in the best of times, you're not allowed to use those expenditures or use those dollars in that way. And this wasn't the best of times economically. It was back in 2017. When the state was asked, or state agencies were asked, to cut their budgets by 5.5%.
The director of the North Central New Mexico Economic Development District denies any wrongdoing. Executive Director Tim Armour told the Albuquerque Journal that members of his agency, quote, weren't taking money from seniors to play with. Johnson sent a total of 12 audit findings to the state's finance department and the Legislative Finance Committee. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.